Welcome to the KLMJ Midday Program. Midday is a segment that airs each Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at this time on 104.9 KLMJ and features news and information from our area extension offices. Midday is proudly aired as a public service of KLMJ FM.
Today on the Extension Report, we are joined by Angie Reekins, field agronomist with ISU Extension and Outreach. Well, spring is officially here, I guess, with the turning of the calendar to April as well. Farmers are getting ready to get in the fields and start that spring planting, kind of our focus for today. Angie, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Mitch. Yeah, I'm excited. It's planting season. It's my favorite time of year.
Yeah, so let's get into that. You know, the last couple of times we talked about needing rain, moisture, what have you, whatever form it came in. Now it's mostly going to be rain. What does, I guess, first and foremost, soil health look like as we head into the spring around North Iowa?
Yeah, in most places you get north of about Highway 3, it's still been a little wet, right? There's been not as many field activities happening. All the wind we've had lately has helped dry out that surface layer, which is good as we head into planting. But we did need moisture, and we still need some moisture. So we don't need, you know, we don't need 5 inches at a time. We get an inch here and there going into our spring planting season. I think that will be greatly appreciated, right? We soak it in, we don't run it off. It's there and it's available for our crops to use. Those would be the ideal conditions. But considering we're facing rain this week and planting is right around the corner, a couple of things we always want to think about, right? The things that extension people preach on all the time is we want really good soil conditions when we go to plant. We want it to be optimum moisture, right? So it's not overly wet and we're not compacting things or smearing those sidewalls of that seed trench so that we don't get good root growth or development. So we want good moisture there. We're not really sure we care how dry it is, right? But we might, considering if we think it'll be a dry spring or we still have dry soils, depending on what we get for rain this week, we might plant seed a little bit deeper to get it into that moisture because we want uniform germination, and that gives us uniform emergence. So I don't think we're in that situation right now because we're not overly dry. And then we need to think about where those soil temperatures need to be too, because we want soil temperatures consistently warming, and the weather we've had in the last 2 weeks has been very erratic, right? Up, down. Soil temperatures are constantly going up and down. That's fine for this time of year, but that's not so great when we put seed in the ground. Those temperature fluctuations can really mess with germination, and then we get erratic germination, and then we get erratic emergence, and then we fight that battle the rest of the year. So I know people are anxious. I do know there's some corn in the ground, a couple of test plots. Interestingly enough, they go in the ground and then we never hear about them again. So I don't think they're successful. And I wouldn't expect them to be successful when we're planting at the end of March. But I think people, they know what they need to do. Everybody's busy prepping planters right now. There's some spring tillage going on as we prep some fields for planting. There's a lot of work going on, but folks, we're on April 1st and it's not an April Fool's joke. We got plenty of time to plant. And so we want to make sure we maximize our planting efforts by planting into the best conditions possible.
And growing up on a farm, I've heard my dad say several times too, you got to wait till mid-late April when you get consistently warm temperatures, because we've seen farmers that have planted, like you said, late March, early April, we can still get those really cool nights. And next thing you know, that seed that sits in cold ground, it takes a long time for that to grow because it's been sitting in cold ground for so long. I guess the importance of waiting till that soil temperature's at the right temperature, I guess, here, Angie.
Yeah, and honestly, having more uniform soil temperatures aids in that uniform emergence. So that helps us a lot. We do know with today's seed technology, we can put seed in the ground and it can sit there for a couple of weeks without any damage, just as a seed. But once it imbibes water and it starts that whole germination process, right, we do know those cold temperatures can mess up that mesocotyl and that root development, right? And then we get seed underground that corkscrews out, eventually runs out of energy and can't push through the soil surface. So we know that seed will survive in the ground as long as that soil is relatively dry. But we also know that to manage for best emergence, we want those ideal conditions. And everybody knows that. I'm not saying anything that people don't always know. But every once in a while, probably is a good idea that we remind people to slow the roll just a little bit.
And I guess finally here, I talked with Eric as well a couple of weeks ago, marketing for the spring. Well, now that it's here, getting ready to sell your corn and beans once it's harvest time come later this year in the fall. But have you been able to talk with some farmers in the area, Angie, and how they feel that they're going to get a good bang for their buck despite, you know, corn and soybean prices being a little iffy right now? And, of course, the high input cost as well. Do you feel like farmers are still going to get a good bang for their buck maybe as they sell later this year?
Well, I think, you know, farmers manage their risk by marketing or selling corn and soybeans at different times throughout the year. We're in a little bit better shape now than we were maybe, say, this time last year. I think people are still, you know, they're planning what they're going to do with their crop this year. I don't foresee a big switch in acres as we head into April here. I think people are doing what they need to do, but I think, you know, there is always that hesitation to see what the markets are going to do. But most people have a marketing plan and they generally stick with that. And I haven't heard of anybody that's looking to change their existing marketing plan.
All right. Again, we're joined by ISU field agronomist Angie Reekins as we talk about spring planting. It's essentially here. Might have to wait. We're going to get some rain here later this week, but that'll only help the soil conditions. And Angie, anything else you'd like to add about spring planting 2026?
Yeah, I think just generally, right, people, for a lot of big equipment out on those roads, those planters are really big. And even though those folders plant, the planters fold up, it's really difficult to see, right? So stay off your phone when you're in the tractor hauling equipment around. And for those of us who are driving behind the tractor and the planter, give them a wide berth. Sometimes they turn in front of us and we don't know that it's going to happen. So if everybody just slows down, takes a few extra seconds to be safe out there spring when we're moving all this equipment around, I think that's just a good reminder for everybody.
Remember that hands-free law, that doesn't apply to vehicles. It also applies to those slower tractors as well. That's a good reminder. So, Angie, thanks a lot for joining us, and we'll talk down the road.
All right. Thanks, Mitch.
All right. That's Angie Reekins on today's Extension Report.